you're celebrating Herb's 90th birthday this coming Sunday, and you have a great event coming up.
Yeah, and then I learned that you guys always go over to Max's.
Yes.
Delicatessen, and he's doing all the food. It's free food. I know you guys love, because last time that we came over here and talked to Arvita, everybody was like, oh, Max's. And so he's catering the event, which seems somehow to tie it all in to everything. Max is wonderful. And we're going to have two bands, and it's kind of, the bands represent both sides of Herb's. The first one is straight ahead, because we have some great straight ahead jazz players in there, 2 to 3 nights a week. And then later on is Funkifino, a dance band.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
And those are the two faces of the bar. 4 o'clock starts the food, 5:30 starts Gabe Quartet, then whenever we can make the shift, starts dancing.
Woo! That's awesome. So, Herb's, how long have you owned Herb's?
22 years.
And can you tell me a little bit about the history, both in your time and any historical history of Herb's?
There's only been 5 owners before Sri and I. And the first guy was a commercial real estate guy, and he only had it for 2 or 3 years. We're having its 90th birthday party on May 7th, but technically it would have had to have started after December 5th, because that's when the Volstead Act was...
Prohibition ended.
Yeah, Prohibition ended. And then Herbert had it, his family had it, for a long decades. And then commercial real estate guys. And then we've had it 22 years.
That's exciting. So 22 years. What are some of the highlights? I mean, that's a long span for, you know, the bar's history. What do you love about being co-owners of Herb's?
Live music.
Yeah, live music. Because we're both musicians. It's our passion.
And live local music. She's from New Orleans, so it's...
Wow.
It's very much her culture.
And Laura's from Chicago area, so it blends really well together.
But New Orleans is really cultural.
And y'all do... like open jams at Herb's, right?
On Wednesdays, yep.
That's cool. Are they jazz-based or...?
Well, the Tuesday band is a jazz band, but it's pretty much an open jam too. So Tuesday's the jazz, and Wednesday's anything goes. But it's mostly blues, funk.
That's awesome. It's cool that Herb's is a Colorado staple, and you're keeping that jazz alive. What are some of the favorite memorable musicians that have come through the doors?
Oh, my God. Steve Miller Band would always come through.
What?
And then some of the characters that have come through have been really fun. Jack Black has been several times. A lot of sports figures. Dave Randon has been playing there for 2 years longer than I've owned it. And he does the jam session on Wednesdays, and he does Thursdays. And he's seen a lot of people coming through during the week. Bass player with James Brown.
Mm-hmm. And Joey and Pat do.
Joey DeFrancesco played there a couple times with Pat Bianchi. It's just been this whirlwind of 7 nights a week. It's just been just so much music.
Gosh, the party doesn't stop.
No.
That's awesome. Wow, 90th birthday, Herb's. You're having an event this Sunday, a birthday party, and it's open to the public.
Yes.
You're doing free catering from Max's Market, and you're doing music from...
Gabe Mervine, and Wendy Fopiano is going to be singing. Vlad Gershevitz on B3, and I think Jill Fredrickson.
Cool. So what do you hope for the next decade of Herb's? I mean, we're getting closer to a centennial.
I know. I don't know. What do you expect? Oh, there's so much building in this area.
Yeah.
So much growth.
Can you talk about the changes in the neighborhood?
There was probably about 450 apartments down here when we first opened 22 years ago, and it was really rough. Now there's just tens of thousands of apartments and residents down here. People will talk about downtown. You know, there's that, oh, I don't go downtown, it's really rough. It's like, this is gentrified.
Right.
Compared to 22 years ago. And just all the different bars on the block now and the camaraderie that we have with the other servers and all the places around and all the people.
And that's quite a hop and strip where you guys are located.
Yeah, and we were, there's like two of us on the block before. What do you see in the next 10 years?
It's hard to tell. I mean, I think every 5 years we see a major change, major shift. Everything from you got the loyal Rockies fans, and then, you know, Nuggets are doing great this year. So every year it's always a surprise, but it's always in a positive direction.
Do you find you have a lot of regulars or a lot of new people coming through with the
You know, it's really eclectic. And the other thing is that if I am in an airport, any airport, in my Herbs apparel,
yeah,
I always get stopped. And somebody said they went down to Costa Rica and they saw a bartender in a Herbs hat.
Oh, right on.
I know. That's been a lot of fun to see that.
We even have a group of people that have passed through and have gone to Herbs that are flying in town, that live out of town, that come to the party.
Right.
Oh my
God. And our bartenders fielded a couple calls about, do we need reservations because we're driving in?
Everybody loves Herbs. That's exciting.
It's just been there so long.
It's a staple, the legacy. Do you have like a cap on how many people you know so far are coming, or is it kind of just open and whoever shows up?
Yep.
Right on. Cool.
Yep.
Cool. I went and there were a lot of like masks under the bar. Is that a permanent feature or was that just, you
know? Well, we used to do it every Halloween. We're known for our severed heads.
Yes, I love
that. And we've gotten a lot of them from, you know, movie prop places in New Orleans and stuff. And the last couple of years when we've taken them down after Halloween, we've had a lot of people ask where are the heads. So now we just keep them up year-round and we just incorporate the other holidays. So we'll put Santa hats on them and stuff during Christmas. So we're known for our severed heads.
And then we did take them down about a month after Halloween, but after we went those 2 years during the pandemic and they weren't up there, it was like then it was hard to get to take them down.
Right, right.
And now we have so many, we rotate them.
Yeah.
Because it's overwhelming.
Oh, you rotate them?
And we can't stop buying them. It's kind of a little addiction we have.
That's so, awesome.
That's a secret, though.
It's a collective addiction.
I love it. It's definitely, it adds character. It was not around Halloween, and I was like, all right. And I think they might have been decorated, too, so that's
right,
exciting.
I know, little hats on them.
There's a game that, do you guys have a bar game that you play there? I remember seeing something in the corner. Maybe it was just for that. Oh. Yes?
Yeah, Shake a Day.
Shake a Day?
And you have to, you can only do one shake a day so it's not addicting or like it's $1.
$1.
And then if you roll a Yahtzee, then you get the pot.
Oh, cool.
And,
yeah, I was curious. I did not get a chance to play, but I was definitely wondering what that was. So is it a daily thing or is it like a once a...
Once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah, so you can't spend more than a dollar.
Yeah, but all good fun. That's fun. Well, I'm so excited I got to chat with you about Herbs and your 90th birthday celebration coming up Sunday, May 7th. I definitely want to see if I can pop by because it sounds like it's going to be wonderful.
I know. You probably have to come back down here again.
I mean, it's always worth it. So any last remarks about, you know, hopes for the future or anything like that?
Just live local music. Just live local music and somewhere to celebrate that. Because there's a lot of places that you can come in town and play. But our thing has just been our friends, our musical family.
And you, Sheree, anything?
Yeah, we're not a pretentious place. Good times and good vibes really is, you know, what we try to promote. And it's just a really laid-back, cool scene for live music.
It really is. Well, May 7th at Herb's Bar, 90th birthday celebration on Larimer. There's going to be Max Catering. There's going to be live music from Funk If I Know and Gabe Mervine. Thank you so much, Laura and Sheree, for chatting with us at KVO.
Thank you.
Thank you.